So I told that why Shankar is glorified, fine, that Prahlad is superior than me. I told this. A bhakta he can be in this world. He may be in Swarga. He may be in Vaikunth, anywhere. He this body is not physical body. Like his body is like confident. Why you both not here, come here? You, Govinda Bhakat, and you should come here, near us. There is so much places. I told every day. Always be here. I had a paper here, but so Shankar is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. That Prahlad is superior than me. Why he is telling that he has taken darshan of Nrisimhadev? And when Nrisimhadev wanted to give him some benediction, he did not accept it. Any benediction you can take me. He told that I am not a business person. I am not worshipping you or chanting you, remembering that you should give me anything in return. I don't want anything in return. So please you should take any desire I have for worldly things, you should take up. Again he told that, yes sir, there is nothing in your heart to require anything of this world or beyond this. You should take anything from me. Again he told that my father should be forgiveness. He told that, oh, it has been done previously, everything. Don't worry. Then he told that I want to take all the miseries, all the difficulties, sorrows and suffering of whole being, every being. They should be happy and they should be liberated. And you should give them Krishna Bhakti. And I will, instead of them, I will suffer for all. I will taste all the bad things. For them, for that, they will try to, they will, what? वे लोग भोगना चाहते जो भोग रहे थे अब मैं भोगूंगा इंस्टेड ऑफ देम आई विल टेस्ट ऑल दीज थिंग्स बैड थिंग्स देन नथिंग बिकम सो ग्लैड एंड टोल्ड दैट एनीवन रीडिंग दिस और हियरिंग दिस और रिमेंबरिंग दिस पास्ट टाइम दे विल लिबरेटेड एंड दे विल हैव कृष्ण भक्ति शो. So, for a devotee, it is needed that they should not have any worldly desire. They should give up all these things. If they want so high things, that is why Prahlad has done it. Gopis had done anything like Prahlad Maharaj. They decorate themselves. They see mirrors. They are very expert in cooking, expert in all arts. Because they are so superior than Prahlad. Prahlad cannot imagine that thing. But we can think of Prahlad Maharaj. We should try to read again the past times of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad Maharaj. This is like a platform of bhakti. If you are not like Prahlad Maharaj, how you can have so highest class of brain? So we should try to do like Prahlad Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur told that you should read, all devotees should read Prahlad Charitra. And he told that, I have read it 108 times. He has all the qualities written in Bhagavad, 26 qualities. Everything. He has given classes to demon children. From boyhood, he also tried to chant. Because when you will be matured in your life, your mind cannot be bent towards Krishna. From boyhood you are chanting, you are not a devotee, always reminding for any girl boy or
boyfriend.
So much attached. Observed in that. And you are matured in that. Then it is very hard to give up all these things, practices. So if anyone is doing from childhood, then it will be very easy. Demon told, boy told that. Now you are so very, we cannot manage our life living. We should learn something and be expert in anything, any art that we can manage money, and after that we will marry and we'll support our children, and after that when we will be old and we retire from this world, then we will chant, remember everything doing, because at that time we will be free. Prahlad Maharaj told, can you give guarantee that yesterday, tomorrow you will be alive, you are not dead? Can you give guarantee that you will be old, before that you will not die? So begin from beginning. Then how to maintain our life? Don't be worried for this. Why? Because we don't want suffering, sorrow. We don't want any dukkha,
misery.
But it's not depending on our thoughts. They will come, they must come. And they will quickly come upon your head, and you will have to taste all these things. Forcibly. We don't want to be old, but oldness will come if you are not dying in young age. It will come. Surely it will come. We don't want death, but it will come. Why they will come? Due to our past activities. They are bound to come. Our body has met for this. So they will come. You test it gladly or weeping, but you will have to test all these things. So why not chanting and remembering? You should do it. If there is something good that you have done in past life, it will come surely. Whether you want or not, it will come. And you will have to test it. If you have done anything that is very big, money will come, wealth is coming, it will come. Whether you want or not. So, don't worry for your maintenance of life. It will come automatically. Like we are not doing anything for our maintenance. Nothing. No business, no cultivating, no job, nothing. Only chanting and remembering. Everything is coming. In Western countries, oh, you are devotee. You are coming from ISKCON, devotee. Then they tell that, also tell, that devotees have no work, no job, anything. They are devotees. They have nothing to do. They don't work. It means devotees. They tell like this. But actually, pure devotees does less and less and more better than these common persons, but they don't know. So, anything good or bad, it will come surely. Krishna has arranged everything. So without fear, without anything, you should try to chant, remember, and do all activities. Don't be worried for your maintenance. But you should do something which is helpful for your devotion in Krishna. You should do. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, if your age is of 100 years, 50 years will go in sleeping. Surely it will go in night, you will sleep. And if you are not Jitendriya, sense controller, if you are not, then you will drink and sleep more and waste your time more. But for any general person, 50 years go in sleeping. And again, 20 or 25 years, they have taken only 20 years to be expert in anything that you can maintain your life. Reading, being expert in business, doctoring, philosophers, like engineers, scientists, or anything. And 20 years from 80 to 100, you cannot do. You cannot sit your this, you cannot sit like this. Even you are not sitting like this, you cannot sit. Very hard for you. You cannot sit more than 10 minutes. We can sit like this 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, chanting them, no sleep, nothing. It seems that you are all old, like sitting like this, sometimes like this. So, from 80 to 100, it will go uselessly. So this 20 and this 20, 40 and plus 50 in sleeping, 90 years spent. Now 10 years. In 10 years, you will have to marry. Children will come. You will have to support. You have to do very hard. You will try to make very good car. And so much things make a very beautiful all luxurious thing in your houses, TV and set and everything. And this will take also like 10 years. Then when you will do bhajan? So this is a report of 100 years. It will go easily. I know so many rich persons, they have never thought that what we are collecting from this world, what we are gathering to be happy, so much wealth, so much opulence, so much land, everything. After that, what will become of that? Don't. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling them, advising that from beginning of your life, without any fear, without any doubt, you should remember, chant and do kirtan of Krishna. Very beginning. But the demon children are telling that how you knew and how you are established in this, how we can do. Then Prahlad Maharaj is telling that due to the mercy of Narad, I became like this. When I was in the
womb of my mother for 60,000 years or more than that. Daily Narada Goswami used to read Bhagavatam, Ved, Upanishad, and he taught me everything. Everything. Who managed? Krishna managed. So if you are praying in the lotus feet of Krishna, he is so merciful, causeless merciful. He will arrange everything. So he will arrange any good bona fide guru. And if you want money, praise and all worldly things, then he will manage a worldly, not qualified guru. And sincerely you have done anything for that, then Krishna will arrange a very qualified guru for you. Like Valmiki ji, he was like a robber and dacoit. But causeless mercy of Narada was there. He could not utter Ram Ram. Then his guru there told that you should utter only Maram Ram. We are doing Siddha.
Properly.
But nothing is coming. And he did
opposite
and he realized Ram and he had the mercy of Ram and everything. He wrote Ramayana before Ram. So if Guru is bona fide, devotees will be bona fide. But it is not guaranteed. If devotees from any chaste and qualified Vaishnava Guru is taking, but he is not following his Gurudev, then what will be to? What will be? Disciples should carry order and obey him and follow his character. Then mercy will come more. So he is telling that Guru Shushusha, any one should serve his Gurudev. And whatever you do, do for the pleasure of Krishna. You should not sleep for you. Someone are sleeping for their own. If you are sleeping, sleep for Krishna. That for tomorrow, I will be a very bona fide servant of Krishna. Don't eat. Don't take anything. Eat. You should serve Mahaprasadam. Like this. So if you are following Prahlad Maharaj, very quickly you will promote into just Vaishnava, qualified Vaishnava. So we should try. But when Narada came, at once he was going to Vaikuntha. But who told? That now Krishna is Dwarka and also he is in Sukta. So you should not go there. You should go there to Prahlad Maharaj in Sukta Hills. And quickly he went there. When he went, Prahlad Maharaj, as usual, he went to do pranam, shastan pranam. But Narada Rishi took him in his hand and began to glorify. Prahlad told that, O Gurudev, we have never done like this, but today you are doing all these things. Why? You have been changed. Then Prahlad now told, now I am knowing your all glories. You are so dear and dear to Krishna. And he began to glorify. You know mukti, what is mukti? Mukti is essential for all, whether he is devotee or not. Agraha mukti, tabe sarva bandhana, tabe se haite pare Sri Krishna radar. If four persons are attacking me, and they have closed my eyes, nose, mouth, and if in a minute you are not breathing, then what it will be? You will die. You want mukti or not? That they should give up me. This is mukti. The attachment, what the attachment or all dakas? Anyone is not our enemy, but we are own our enemy. My mind is on me. Always attacking us. So if anyone becomes liberated from all these worldly attachments, then he is a liberated person. So we must be like this. So we cannot ignore. So, but Prahlad Maharaj never wanted this also. And he was always fearless. Hiranyakashipu did everything to kill him. But he was never any fear for this. So a devotee should be like this. Don't fear in your this world. Krishna is protector. He is saver. We should take shelter of Krishna. He has taken shelter. So a devotee should be like this. If whole world is against you, they cannot do anything. If Krishna is helpful, and if Krishna is opposite, then whole world cannot help you a little. Never. So a devotee should be like this. So we can see everything in this Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad, you are so fortunate. From boyhood, you have pure bhakti in the Lord's feet of Krishna. Perhaps you do or you know or not, there was a Brahmin. He was quite young. And he was so beautiful. He was very learned in Ved, Upanishad and all things. But misfortunately, he was attached to any prostitute. He gave her all everything, his wife, children, wife, father, mother. And he used to go to that prostitute, whose whole wealth he gave to her. But she was not satisfied. One day, he has nothing to give her. She rebuked him. When she rebuked, then he was feeling so much pain here. I have given my whole thing. my dharma, religious and everything. I blessed my wife, so chaste and beautiful. I left my children. Everything I have lost for this. But now she is rebuking me and telling that go away from here. So he was so worried and left that place in morning. He was weeping and he was trying to suicide. So he was going to a forest. When he went there, it was now dark, it was evening, night. Tigers and bears were roaring. And it was cold day, rain was coming. Anyhow, he took shelter in a broken temple. And whole night weeping, whole day nothing taking. In the night also that the prostitute, also she was now very far. That Brahmin boy, and she followed, and she was also taking shelter there, but not knowing that my beloved is here. So she was in one corner, and he was in one corner. She was also waiting whole night, and they did not took anything, no water, no grain, no chapati, nothing. Luckily, that day was the day of Nrisimhadev. So, for Nrisimhadev, not for Nrisimhadev, but at that day, they were observing fasting and whole day, night and day waiting. Next day, they made and became happy. So this boy was Prahlad Maharaj became, and his wife became, that prostitute became his wife. So from beginning they were devotees, and Narada Goswami met him. So from boyhood he was like so. We can give up our these things, devotional life, if any circumstance will come, difficulty will come. But he never did like so. So we should try to follow him. He tells that Gurudev, I don't know why you have changed. I am not a pure bhakta. Never. Nrisimhadev has not come to protect me, to save me. Why he has come? He has come to protect bhakti. If he is not saving bhakta from any difficulty, then anyone will not do bhakti to Krishna. So you have Nrisimhadev has only come to protect his bhakti. Secondly, he has not come for me, Nrisimhadev. For whom he has come? For Jay and Vijay. Because they are favorite to Nrisimhadev, to Narayan. Because they have done everything, they are partial. Parsad means? Associates of Narayan always. Anyone cannot fall from Vaikuntha. But we see that Jay and Vijay have fallen down from Vaikuntha. Actually, they have not fallen. They have come here as a demon to please their Prabhu. Because Narayan wanted to taste beer rush. Beer rush means?
Heroism.
And that is why Sanat Sanandan Sanatan were called by Krishna Yogamaya. And they became angry. They never become angry in their whole life. So Yogamaya made them like that. Narayan's wishes will be fulfilled. So don't think that Jabija has fallen from Vaikuntha. They are always Parikar of Narayan. So Narayan has come as a Nrisingadev for their Jaya and Vijay. Or Narayan has come to fulfill the wishes of Chatushan. How that they are given this curse to Jayavijaya to fulfill them. So he has not come first. And Vamandev is always in Sutal. Why he is in Sutal? That Bali should not. Bali should not. Bali. Kya Maharaj? Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj. Are kya naam uska? Bali Maharaj. He should not mix with any demon. Otherwise, he will again conquer that Swarga. And he will take charge of Swarga. And he will drive out all the demigods from there. Once Ravan came there, and he was in the palace, and Vamandev was on the gate. When Ravan came to fight with Bali Maharaj, to conquer him, at once Vamandev knocked from his stone or his wrist, and he fell down on the sea nearer to Lanka, 1,000 miles away from there. Why? Because if Raman will come, then there will be two friends and they will again do so many harms. So he is, Vamandev is on the gate of Bali Maharaj only to give God that he should not do wrong to demigods. Not for me that he is giving darshan to me always. Not this fact. So there are so many reasons. So if you want to see any near and dear to God, to Krishna, you can see Hanuman. I am not such Nrisingadev. Sometimes I have seen him. Sometimes. One time I see on the shore of sea, ocean. I was praying and he gave a very little darshan. Very little. Perfectly he disappeared. I agree that I do a smart of Vishnu. Smart money? Meditation. But my meditation is always disturbed. Sometimes my mind goes that protecting my kingdom, looking after my kingdom. My family is there. Something is there. So my remembrance always with obstacles. But Hanuman always serving Ram. Without Ram service he cannot be. I have never served. I have not given a glass of water to my Nrisingadev. I have not massaged the fate of Narasimhadev. And in other hand, Hanuman, he is Naistik Brahmachari. He was not married. Knowingly he had no marriage, because my half of energy will go to my wife. So he never. And from boyhood he used to tell Ram, 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 Ram. He was so learned because he is himself Shankar, so much learned. When he first met with Ram, he came in the shape of a Brahmin, very learned. And he was so sweet speaking, very intelligent. In some word he can express so many thoughts. If anyone can tell his all things, her, in very simple and very little words, then he is expert. So, he was so expert, and he was expert in everything, and he was so powerful, that he quickly, in a moment, he crossed the sea, so length, only telling Ram, Ram, and he crossed. He is always engaged in the service of Ram. How? Once Bharat, Sita, Lakshman, and Shatrughna, they are worried that always Hanuman serves Ram, but we have no chance to serve Ram. We should make a click that we should divide all the service of Ram, and we will do four. Lakshman, Bharata, Shatrughna, and Sita. And they divided all kinds of services of Ram. And they left no service for Hanuman. And doing whole day. He was seeing the occasion that I should go and serve. But before this, the four were ready to do. Always doing. He was so worried, Hanuman. He told that, I will die if I am not serving now. So give me something. That was, we have left no service. We have divided everything. We will do everything. You have done up till now so many services. Now you will serve. Then he told that, give me that. I should do like this. If any text yawn, then India they do like this, Ram, 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 Ram. No? We should not take this. This is the